Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
And now, your daily dose of debate, breaking news, and uncensored views. This is the Michael Medved Show.
And another great day in this greatest nation on God's green earth. A great day to continue progress. Progress where? In terms of turning aside, defeating, moving past the COVID-19 pandemic. What's the best way to do that? Well, vaccines are part of it, whether people like it or not. Though there are disturbing indications that there are more and more people who are determined not to get vaccinated, and 8%, which is a substantial number of people, that amounts to millions of people, about 15 million, who say they have gotten the first vaccine, but they're not going to get vaccinated a second time. Why not? We will explore that issue. We will explore also an illness for which I don't think there is a vaccination at this point, which was the Oscar ceremony last night. It was incredibly weird. What made it so weird? How did it happen? Why was the best actress winner, Frances McDormand, howling like a wolf along with a bunch of her compatriots on stage when they won the Best Picture Award for Nomadland? We will get to that mystery and many more mysteries of the Oscars. Also, there is a mysterious cause that is attracting bipartisan support that is profoundly unworthy. There is a drive to strip away Medals of Honor, Congressional Medals of Honor, from people who died for their country, fighting for their country, fighting for the U.S. Army, died, and some of them, not all of the people who were supposed to have their Medals of Honor stripped away, but they're all dead now because it has to do with the Battle of 1890. So what is the deal with, because of the obsession right now with the idea that America is a racist, bigoted, horrible, wretched, miserable, corrupt, and disgraceful country, why do you want to take away Medals of Honor from people who won them long ago? We will get to that fascinating question and why it is that a lot of Republicans are supporting this. I don't get it. And we will also be speaking about the secret of happiness. One of the secrets of happiness, don't wish for it. Work for it. So how do you do that? We'll be speaking with Dr. Arthur Brooks, economist, a former recent head of the American Enterprise Institute and a friend of this show who's written a couple of the very, very best books on happiness and how to work for it. That will be coming up on this very busy day on the Michael Medved Show. First off, the mystery, and it is one of many mysteries to probe today, about why it is that the experts and the people who are trying to run this program are worried that we may have hit a ceiling in terms of people who are getting vaccinated. Right now, the Wall Street Journal, and again, conservative source, is reporting that the vaccine demand has shown signs of slowing. They are producing more vaccines, not vaccines that make you ill, but the kinds of vaccines that can actually save your life. And the vaccines are now eligible for, available for anybody age 16 and older. Right now, there are six more states that have expanded eligibility for COVID-19 vaccinations. Every American age 16 and older who wants a shot can get one. The question now, says the Journal, is just how many actually want it. Last week, President Biden introduced a tax credit for small businesses to offset paid leave for employees. so they can go out and get a COVID-19 vaccine dose, part of an effort to spur hesitant Americans to get vaccinated. The announcement came amid signs that the pace of vaccinations is slowing. The Biden administration has now reached its goal of giving 200 million doses within the president's first 100 days, but there are signs that supply may be outstripping demand. And you could say that that's a good thing, that we have extra supply here and we can provide demand, but why would that be occurring when there are still many, many American adults, leave aside lots of kids? And by the way, it is not impossible for kids to get COVID-19 and to become very sick from it, just as it's not impossible for people who are 40 years old. In fact, when they look at the people who right now are very seriously ill from the COVID-19 virus, increasing percentage of those people are people between the ages of 25 and 50. It's not just old-timers anymore. The Wall Street Journal has another piece, and again, I'm citing the Wall Street Journal, not some left-leaning source of news. But they have a piece, Vaccine Hesitancy Worries Officials. Top health officials warned that vaccine hesitancy posed a risk to getting enough Americans inoculated to stop the spread of COVID-19. And those officials encouraged Americans to get vaccinated. If you want to call in and explain why you personally have decided not to get vaccinated, or if you've decided you don't want to get a second dose if you've already gotten a first dose, you can give us a call. 1-800-955-1776 is the phone number. I got an email that I wanted to share with you. It's a very kind email, and I'm appreciative of it. But it's from Jared in Charlotte, North Carolina. And he says, this is not so much a disagreement as it is an observation. Your support behind and rooting for Team COVID perplexes me. I agree with 98% of your views and the logic behind those views. And you're infinitely smarter than me, he says. But I don't understand your repeated cheering on the COVID pandemic. I'm actually cheering on the efforts to counteract the COVID pandemic, particularly as it pertains to the vaccination. I'm not anti-vaccination. In fact, I'm already vaccinated. But that being said, if somebody is so terrified of contradicting COVID and they wish to avoid contraction of COVID, they should get a vaccination. If, however, somebody does not possess that same fear and they don't want to get vaccinated for whatever reason, I don't understand the obsession with encouraging those individuals to get vaccinated. Logic would say at some point they're probably going to contract COVID, at which point they're either going to be immune or they could, as we've seen, catch it again. But other individuals around said person who are vaccinated theoretically shouldn't have to worry about it, because they've already been vaccinated. Okay, COVID is real. Only a dummy would argue otherwise. But Michael, why are you cheering this thing on so intensely like it's your beloved Mariners or Seahawks? I just don't get it. COVID aside, I love your show so much. Thank you for all you do. And thank you for the kind words, Jared. Let me explain very briefly, and we will go to your calls right after the break. But the question here is that we are close to about 50% of American adults being fully vaccinated. In order to get what they call herd immunity, to really stop this thing so we stop getting all these brand new infections, the number of new infections in most states and most areas has been going up. They have. And to stop that from happening, to have the rate of infection going down, to really begin to make progress so we can get back to normal life, you need between 70 and 80% of the population vaccinated. That's why what you do, even if you don't directly infect somebody else, matters. We're in this together. We'll be right back on the MedVed Show.
Your daily dose of debate. It's the Michael Medved Show.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, and I'm excited to announce my new product, My Slippers. They took me over 2 years to develop because I didn't want just an ordinary slipper. My slippers are meant to be worn all day long, no matter what you're doing, whether you're inside or outside. My slippers come with an exclusive three-tier cushioning system that you won't find in any other slipper. It combines two layers of foam, including my proprietary My Pillow Foam, and a patented impact gel made from U.S. soybeans. My three-tier cushioning system is going to help relieve pressure points, provide that micro support you need for all-day comfort, and help prevent fatigue. Not only that, my slippers are made with high-quality leather and a premium indoor-outdoor sole that makes them extremely durable. I personally guarantee they're going to be the most comfortable slippers you'll ever own.
Call 800-320-6280 or MyPillow.com, promo code MEDVET. That's 800-320-6280. Use the promo code MEDVET for these great radio specials. To put it simply, materialism is the attempt to prove that human beings are merely meat in motion, and that we have no free will, that we have no souls, that morality and religion are simply evolutionary artifacts programmed by nature for survival, and that our very thoughts and ideas can be fully explained by our brain chemistry. Darwin's theory of evolution made scientific atheism credible by offering a scientific explanation on how human beings could be generated through a blind process of random variation and natural selection. At discovery.org/Medved, you can get a free mini book, free, Darwin's Three Big Ideas That Impacted Humanity. It explores how three key concepts from Darwin undermine morality, religion, medicine, the criminal justice system, and the value of human life. Get your free book at discovery.org/Medved. That's discovery.org/Medved.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veterans. Nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
People in government here on the Michael Medved Show is one of the most brilliant people in government. He's been on the show a couple of times, written a couple of books. He is very much a Christian believer and actually a Christian scholar. And his name is Dr. Francis Collins. He is director of the National Institutes of Health. And he is the one who first did the complete human genome. The project was done under his direction. In any event, Dr. Collins says if we're going to be able to put COVID-19 behind us, we need to have all Americans take part in getting us to that point. And what does he mean? Getting vaccinated. It really doesn't hurt that much. And yes, the side effects that some people get, I will tell you I did not, but the side effects that some people get are unpleasant, but they last for at most 48 hours. Whereas COVID, they are now discovering with further research about it, it's not just the long haulers that you hear about, that people who think, oh yeah, I had the illness and then I recovered from it, are reporting permanent or close to permanent or long-term damage to their lungs, to their voice, to their sense of taste, all kinds of problems. Let's go to Scott in Federal Way, Washington, 1-800-955-1776, our phone number. Hello, Scott, you're on the air.
Hi, how are you doing today?
I'm doing great.
Well, you know, I just looked into it again, and on UW Medicine today, it says, we cannot schedule an appointment. We can waitlist you, but call us, and then you get to wait online for 45 minutes to get waitlisted. It appears, at least when my father got it, it took him and his wife 3 weeks of constant calling and showing up to different places to get it, and I'm not willing to dedicate my entire life to it. But it does appear that, at least from my medical plan, that they're not really interested in giving me the vaccination. They won't let me schedule it, and I'm sure they're giving them out, don't get me wrong, but they're making sure that it's not...
Can I make a suggestion? Can I make a suggestion to you? Have you gone to a site called vaccinelocator.doh.washington.gov? That should get you set up right away, actually. I took a look at it. There's a piece that was written by the heads of three leading medical organizations in our state, including the Nathan Schlicker, who is the president of the Washington State Medical Association. He says you can find a list of local vaccination sites at vaccinelocator.doh.wa.gov. And look, you're right. We were in a big hurry to try to get vaccinated because I wanted to be able to see my grandchildren. And so we pushed and we were able to find places and find facilities. But it's apparently easier now because the demand is less fervent. And so what you're saying is you don't have any objection to getting a vaccine. You're just concerned about the hassle.
Yeah, exactly.
Okay, well, that's completely reasonable. The one thing you will find, and this has been true for everybody that I know, and that's a large extended family and friendship network, is that once you get that first vaccine, it's easier to get the second scheduled. And by the way, people should get the second scheduled. This idea that the New York Times has a big piece about the millions and millions of people who got one vaccine and figure, well, one is enough. It is. The one helps you. The one will reduce your chance of contracting the virus or contracting very serious symptoms. But it increases your chance. You have about a 70% chance you're going to avoid rather than the 95% chance that you get if you bother to get the second vaccine. Now, if that extra 25% reduction in your possibility of getting the virus isn't significant, then you're underestimating what the virus actually does to people. The piece that I mentioned, the Seattle Times runs this statement by Nathan Schlicker and Dennis Bradshaw and Judy Chan, who are all physicians who are involved in the state's leading medical organizations. And they say, as healthcare providers, we are committed to protecting the health and safety of our patients and our community. Over the past several months, we've gained a new weapon in the fight against coronavirus, vaccines. The effectiveness of this new weapon depends on the willingness of patients to seek them out and to sign up for vaccination. On behalf of the state's leading healthcare provider organizations, we are joining forces to urge our patients to do just that. Don't hesitate. Get vaccinated. Anyone over the age of 16 living in Washington State is now eligible to receive a vaccine. And they should take advantage of that opportunity as vaccine availability continues to grow. And I would just ask people to recall, do you remember what it felt like? And this is way, 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 way back in the dim resources of time. I know it's difficult. Things move so quickly today to look back to the end of 2020 when we were all obsessed with the election and we were obsessed with the election aftermath and then the raid on the Capitol. And there was so much going on. And then, of course, we've just had the Derek Chauvin trial. But for a few days, at least, there was almost euphoria. And this was back during the Trump administration when the Operation Warp Speed that was set up by President Trump ended up being a great, great success. And they ended up having not just one vaccine, the Pfizer vaccine, which was the first one out of the box, but the Moderna vaccine. And then these other vaccines, the J&J vaccine, where, yes, they had some problems with it, but they point out, the three doctors who are heads of the medical associations here in Washington State, they point out that even with those J&J vaccines, there have been, in the case of the Johnson & Johnson vaccine, there have been six reported cases of patients developing blood clot issues after being vaccinated. Out of approximately 6.8 million doses administered. And what some people say, the doctors don't say it, but the idea that those six cases necessarily came from the vaccination, they probably did, but it's still approximately the same as what the natural incidence of those blood clots would be. If you're talking about six out of 6.8 million doses of the J&J vaccine, that's why they are reauthorizing it. It's now safe, it's back, and they are no longer suspending even that vaccine. The idea here, and it's a very, very important and relevant idea, is that estimates have differed on how much of the population would need to be vaccinated. This is the Wall Street Journal, to stop the virus from circulating. But what is the answer? And why does that work? And why is it worth pursuing, even if you're not personally afraid of the virus? We'll be right back.
I tried other brands, but I came back to my sunshine.
For the best hot or cold pain relief, get the best. Get a Sunny Bay heating pad.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck. Or back, or shoulder.
And the best relief for that pain is a Sunny Bay heating pad. Did you know that the American College of Physicians said that one of the best ways to treat muscle pain is heat therapy? Sunny Bay heating pads are handmade with high quality, can be used at home or at work, and have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy.
Why take another pill?
Many people use our Sunny Bay heating pads alone and got rid of the neck pain.
Long distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body.
Our homegrown small business tries to help people just like us. That's why we design and test our handmade products with great care before we introduce them to the public. You can easily find Sunny Bay heating pads on Amazon. Just go to Amazon.com and search for Sunny Bay heating pads.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
The Justice Department will investigate the police department in Louisville, Kentucky. Attorney General Merrick Garland making that announcement on Monday.
The Justice Department is opening a civil investigation into the Louisville Jefferson County Metro Government and the Louisville Metro Police Department.
Garland adding,
to determine whether LMPD engages in a pattern or practice of violations of the Constitution or federal law.
The nation could be getting new CDC guidelines on wearing face masks outdoors as early as Tuesday. Some final recommendations on the topic are still being put together. However, there will likely be guidance for fully vaccinated people versus those who are not. President Biden is scheduled to deliver remarks on Tuesday regarding the ongoing pandemic. This is USA Radio News.
Join me, George Norrie, for Contact in the Desert Worldwide Virtual UFO Conference, June 25th to the 28th. Contact in the Desert will be an epic weekend of exploration into UFOs, ancient alien civilizations, consciousness, AI, crop circles, and cutting-edge science. More than 130 presentations, 67 speakers, and 2 extra weeks to view our extraordinary lineup. Get your tickets today at contactinthedesert.com. It's time to make contact. Contactinthedesert.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
For over 20 years, Extendivite has been helping people. Here is a testimonial from Amazon.com. Glad I found this product. I am 51 years old and started getting headaches a couple of times a week. I went to the doctor and my blood pressure was a little high at around 150 over 95. I found out about Extendivite and I ordered some to try it. Immediately, I felt better and it lowered my blood pressure and my headaches went away almost instant. I have been taking it now for about 4 months, and I am so glad I found this product. You won't be disappointed. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Daily dose of debate.
You're trying to stir up some controversy.
The Michael Medved Show.
And on the Michael Medved Show, talking about the ongoing struggle to try to turn back the coronavirus, which obviously remains, despite the fact that, yes, there are all kinds of indications of improvement in the United States. It remains a major challenge, and obviously when President Biden is giving his, it's not a State of the Union address, it's a session, a speech to a joint session of Congress, where he will be answered, by the way, there'll be a Republican response to it, by the outstanding Senator Tim Scott of South Carolina. I'd asked about why is it so important that we all get vaccinated, even if you don't feel a personal fear of this. The Wall Street Journal reports estimates have differed on how much of the population would need to be vaccinated to stop the virus from circulating. But health experts are using 70% to 80% as a goal. As of Thursday of last week, 52% of adults in the U.S. had gotten at least one dose of a vaccine, according to the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention. Dr. Anthony Fauci also said Sunday on one of the TV shows that he expects the CDC will soon issue updated guidelines in wearing masks outside. Let's go to David in Edmonds, Washington. David, you're on the Michael Medved Show.
Hi, thank you for taking my call.
You bet.
Well, I am not against vaccines, and in fact, I was willing to take the first Moderna, and I did. And within a few hours, I had severe responses to it. My face blew up to the size of a basketball. I was rushed to the hospital. They thought I was having a stroke. They gave me some medication to take care of some of those problems. I was dealing with this swelling for
more than 5 days.
Wow.
I'm not sure I'm willing to take the second one because of it.
Did you? How long did you stay in the hospital?
I was only there for a short period of time because they had less than a day. They determined I wasn't having a stroke, that I was just having a bad reaction.
Do you have a personal physician?
What was that?
Do you have a doctor?
The doctor was at Swedish Hospital.
Right. What I was asking is, did you ask him about whether he advised you to get the second vaccine?
He actually absolutely advised me not to.
Well, then you should follow his advice. There's no question about it. Look, I don't think that wanting to do the responsible thing means that you should damage yourself or disregard doctor's orders. It may be that you have some allergic reaction that happens to vaccines. It's one of the reasons that whenever you tend to get a vaccine, I just got a shingles vaccine also this year. And which is also a very good idea for particularly for people who are over 50. But one of the things they ask you is, do you have any known allergic reaction? Because there are all kinds of people out there, and you might be one of them, who have a specific allergy to whatever is in that Moderna vaccine you received. And if the doctor you saw for your swollen face and for that very negative reaction, if that doctor said, no, don't go back and get a second one, then I would pay it a complete attention to what he or she says. You see, this is one of those things that I don't understand. One of the things that makes life possible, and particularly when you're dealing with potential of serious illness, and I really had never had serious illness until I had my bout with cancer starting at the end of 2014. And one of the things that struck me in the midst of that is you just have to trust these medical practitioners who have devoted a great deal of life. Fortunately, way, way, way back in the past, in 1983, I wrote a book that actually made it to national bestseller list called Hospital, Hidden Lives of Medical Center Staff. And one of the things that book did, it was based upon a series of very intense, very personal interviews with people at every level of healthcare practice in a very major teaching hospital. And I had not realized until doing that particular book, you hear about doctors and they're always playing golf on Wednesdays. I don't know why Wednesday's special, and they drive big cars but there is so much sacrifice. I mean, tremendous sacrifice that goes into getting a medical credential. It's not easy. You not only have to be smart, you have to work incredibly hard. And particularly going through internship and residency, they don't call it internship anymore, now it's all residency. But going through that kind of work, and it's, you have to be tough, you have to be dedicated, you have to care. And it's also one of those things where you basically are a doctor 24 hours a day, particularly if you're in certain subspecialties like OBGYN. With 4 grandchildren now and 3 children of our own, we all depend on OBGYNs if we want to go through parenthood. And you have to trust them. And part of what I so much dislike about the anti-vax movement, and particularly on this one, is it's really based upon total distrust and disregard of medical professionals. And that's a shame. There's a graph in the Wall Street Journal about the states where the largest share of people say they won't get COVID-19 vaccines. And believe it or not, there is in one state, there's 20% who said, nope, no way, we'll never get it. And there are a bunch of states where it's close to or over 30% if you add that they definitely won't get the vaccine or probably won't. So what are those states? Okay. The U.S. average, generally, it's about 15% who are saying that they won't get the vaccine. But the states where, for instance, over 30%, Wyoming, Montana, North Dakota, Idaho, Oklahoma, Louisiana, Alabama, Alaska, Mississippi, and Arkansas. And why is it that every one of those states, I mean, every single one of them, are deeply Republican states? Why should Republicans be more distrustful of a medical profession that we all need and we all need to count on in times of crisis than Americans who are independents or Democrats? I don't understand it, because I've always thought and always believed that basically if you think things through and if you're educated about politics, it's going to lead you to a conservative position. 1-800-955-1776. Last week, President Biden introduced a tax credit to small businesses to offset paid leave for employees to get a COVID-19 vaccine dose, part of an effort to spur hesitant Americans to get vaccinated. The announcement came amid signs that the pace of vaccination is slowing. The Biden administration has now reached its goal of giving 200 million doses within the president's first 100 days. Early leaders in the vaccine rollout have now been overtaken by states on the East Coast. Why? We'll get to that coming up.
You're listening to The Mighty Michael Medved Show.
Many people own coins that have not performed as well as they had hoped they would, but markets change and you should get a new valuation. Maybe the coins have done better with current moves in precious metals, or maybe you want to do something else with that money. Let me tell you about my friend Nick Vrovich. He's the owner of AmFed Coin and Bullion. For over 40 years, Nick has built a reputation for trust, honesty, and his goal is to earn your business for life. He won't push you to sell, but when you're ready, he offers the best prices, trades, and consignment deals in America. Right now, Nick and the AmFed team are offering their exclusive coin performance review totally free. Yes, totally free, with a no-pressure guarantee from Nick. Go online at AmericanFederal.com or call 800-221-7694. That's AmericanFederal.com and 800-221-7694. 800-221-7694, AmericanFederal.com. Why be held back by pain and difficulty and soreness and stiffness when Relief Factor is available, and available so readily? You have nothing to lose but your pain and the whole world to gain. It's just $19.95 for a 3-week quick start, which can reduce the inflammation, it can reduce the pain, it can reduce the soreness and stiffness, and make you feel better. Go to michaelmedved.com, click on the banner for Relief Factor, michaelmedved.com, find the banner for Relief Factor. From Discovery Institute, a special free mini book offer for MedVed listeners. What did Charles Darwin's ideas mean for society at large? Do we have free will? Are human beings merely meat in motion? Ideas do have consequences, and Darwin's ideas made scientific atheism credible. Get the free mini book, Darwin's Three Big Ideas, at discovery.org/MedVed. That's discovery.org/MedVed.
Schools are opening. So much opportunity to share not just memories of 2020, but germs. Worrying about your child bringing a cold or flu home is a thing of the past. Today, we have to be concerned about COVID. That's why you need to be sure your kids are protected in their school with the one-of-a-kind patented Safe Air Network equipment that continuously decontaminates not only air, but all surfaces. 99.9% decontamination in 3 minutes to begin with.
with, and then continuously, so if any of the air or surfaces get recontaminated, no worries. Safe Air Network is not only the only system that cleans air and surfaces, it's chemical-free and 100% safe to use in an occupied room. The equipment is plug and purify, the easiest equipment to use as soon as it is received. Contact Safe Air Network now at safeairnetwork.com. That's safeairnetwork.com.
Now, with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nanocolloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
On the Michael Medved show, there is a yet another sad police killing. It's sad not just for, obviously, the victim and his family, but it's sad for the police officers involved. I promise you, no police officer wants to go out and shoot people. Not black people, not white people, not Latino people, no people. I mean, it's a terrible, terrible thing, not only in terms of the guilt, but in terms of what it does to your career, what it does to your life, what it does to your relationship with your fellow officers. It's an awful thing. No one wants to kill an unarmed suspect, which is what just happened in Los Angeles. It happened Saturday night. And this is the way that NBC, the local NBC, that's Channel 4 in L.A., covered the story. It says the man who was shot and killed by the Los Angeles Police Department in Hollywood on Saturday has been identified and may have had previous run-ins with law enforcement before coming to the L.A. area. The coroner's office identified the man killed on Sunset and Fairfax as 34-year-old Richard Solitro. Police were investigating at a nearby hotel yesterday where guests say they spotted the suspect's car. The LAPD says their officers were confronted on Sunset Boulevard Saturday when a driver cut them off, hit reverse, and backed his car into their patrol car. The man then got out, confronted the officers while wearing a bulletproof vest and hid one hand behind his back. The LAPD said they ordered the man to show his hand several times, but then he started counting down. 10, 9, 8, 7. They opened fire. Solitro died at the scene. Police said he did not have a weapon. His black sedan, however, had words written on it, including King Satan 666, references to government deception, to the New World Order, and to the Bible. The car stood out so much, they report on Channel 4, that a guest at the Quality Inn Hotel on La Brea Avenue, which is about a mile and a half from where he was shot, reached out to NBC Channel 4, letting them know the car had been parked there, and Solitro had been a long-term guest at this hotel. Richard Salitro's father says his son was visiting California from Rhode Island and that he was also involved in a police shooting in Rhode Island in 2018. Uh-huh. The front desk could only confirm that detectives were there over the weekend, but they could not comment further. So he's staying at a Quality Inn on La Brea for a while. He was shot by North Providence Police in Rhode Island in 2018 after they say an officer doing a mental health check at his home was confronted by a man with a replica gun. Now, what this is an indication of probably is that some of the red flag laws they have in Rhode Island may have been working. Because this is obviously not the kind of individual you want to have with a gun. Now, why haven't you heard anything about this, do you think? Well, first of all, it seems obvious from the descriptions, and the descriptions I'm sure are going to be held up by body camera and others, and tons of eyewitnesses, that the guy was obviously provoking a police response. But second of all, the guy's white. And right now, the press narrative that people are instinctively and immediately concerned about is with black victims. It's not because there are more black victims than white victims. There aren't. There are proportionately more, but actually white victims are much more numerous in raw terms. But that's the narrative. Let's go to Yehuda in New York City. You're on the MedVed Show.
Sorry, 2 points, Michael. Number one, you mentioned that when you were not well in 2014 and we were eagerly waiting for your recovery and we're glad you're doing better, and I hope you're doing better now. We wish you many years of
good. Thank you.
Now, to your point earlier about why people are hesitant to take the vaccine. Number one, you have the Johnson & Johnson, which is pretty popular, and then it's pulled off the shelf. And then you go back earlier with the CDC reports of that most people will have a full recovery. And as someone myself who had COVID, you know, I had to think about how a mild version. But as far as, you know, people say, okay, I had it and I recovered, so what do I need a vaccine? I already have the antibodies. So I think there needs to be more data produced on that.
Right. And again, they want people who have even had the vaccine who have even had the disease to get vaccinated because of an extra level of protection. Have you been tested for antibodies, Yehuda?
I had it at the end of February, so I didn't go test for it yet.
So,
but I will
so
go
not yet.
Soon.
Okay. Okay, good. Look, the point over here is, and I do not believe, and this goes to the email that I was reading from Jared in North Carolina, and I don't believe that there should be government compulsion to force people to get the vaccine. But I was talking to my friend and colleague, Jeremy Steiner, pride of Hillsdale College, who was back from a brief vacation. I was talking to him about our experience. It's just the last couple of weeks since we've gotten vaccinated and our children have gotten vaccinated and people all around us have gotten vaccinated. We have started having Shabbat guests again. We hadn't for over a year. And we invited one particular Shabbat guest, but we want to make sure, and I think it's not unreasonable, that people who come into our house and are around our grandchildren and more are vaccinated. Now, that's a personal decision. I think there are people in workplaces who are going to make that decision. And I don't think that's illegal. I don't think that's shameful. I think it's appropriate if somebody is running a business, if you are concerned at all about bringing your employees back to your place of business, I think it should be up to the individual to say that, look, I want to make sure everybody in the place of business is vaccinated. I think most of your fellow employees would agree with that. And what is really very peculiar is what they report here in the Wall Street Journal. They say nationally, demographic divides persist in Americans' willingness to get vaccinated. The level of vaccine resistance suggests the country is nearing a plateau, according to the Kaiser Family Foundation, an analysis released last week that accounts for current vaccination rates and their own survey data on willingness to receive a vaccine. The health policy nonprofit estimates the country is just a few weeks away from vaccinating all adults who want to be vaccinated. But that means only 52% have been vaccinated so far. So a few weeks from now, will we be up to that 70 or 80% that we need? We will see. It's a legitimate item of concern. It unquestionably will be, along with guns and police safety and the economy and the American jobs plan, as he calls it, and much else that President Biden will talk about. He will also, no doubt, speak about race issues. And there is a lot more about that, including a new drive to go back, and to go back literally 130 years to try to take away medals of honor that were won by members of the United States Army, actually the 7th Cavalry, the same unit that was massacred at Little Bighorn. That unit fought another battle, which is not called a battle anymore, though it should be. It's called a massacre. And there is now a drive led by two very liberal senators, Elizabeth Warren of Massachusetts, who, remember, had claimed phony Native American identity, and Jeff Merkley of Oregon. And they are trying to strip the Medal of Honor from a number of members of the United States military who won it, some of whom died in action. Why? We will get to that unbelievable story and much more, plus the Oscar madness, all coming up in this greatest nation on God's green earth.
The old way of living with diabetes is a pain. You've got to remember to do your testing, and you always need to be sticking your fingers. The new way to live your life with diabetes is with a continuous glucose monitor. You simply apply a discreet, easy-to-use sensor on your body, and it continuously monitors your glucose levels, helping you spend more time in range and freeing you from painful finger pricks. If you test your blood sugar at least 4 times per day and inject insulin at least 3 times per day, or use an insulin pump and have private insurance or Medicare, you might be eligible for a CGM with little or no cost to you. Call U.S. Medical Supply today for a free benefits check. We offer free shipping, 90-day supplies, and we bill Medicare or your insurance directly. Call now and say goodbye to finger pricks.
800-633-1378. 800-633-1378. 800-633-1378. That's 800-633-1378.
We have all seen and perhaps used the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you ever noticed how it dries your skin and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? With bacteria and virus problems, sanitizers and hand washing are the first line of defense against infectious disease. GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam meeting or exceeding all requirements as set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration as a first aid antiseptic. When it comes to sanitizers, it only makes sense that it lasts till the next application and doesn't dry and crack your skin, inviting infection. For long-lasting alcohol-free sanitizing, come to GCNteam.com keyword antibacterial. That's GCNteam.com, antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203. 877-878-4203.